وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ.
Call to mind when we assigned to Abraham, peace be upon him, the site of the house, Kaaba, directing him, "Do not associate aught with me, and keep my house pure for those who walk around it, and for those who stand, and who bow down, and who prostrate themselves in worship."
وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ.
And publicly proclaim pilgrimage for all mankind, so that they come to you on foot and mounted on lean camels from every distant point.
لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرَ.
To witness the benefits in store for them, and pronounce the name of Allah during the appointed days over the cattle that He has provided them. So eat of it, and feed the distressed and the needy.
ثُمَّ لْيَقْضُوا تَفَثَهُمْ وَلْيُوفُوا نُذُورَهُمْ وَلْيَطَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ.
Thereafter, let them tidy up and fulfill their vows and circumambulate the ancient house.
ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَأُحِلَّتْ لَكُمُ الْأَنْعَامُ إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ.
Such was the purpose of building the Kaaba. Whosoever then venerates Allah's sanctities will find it to be good for him in the sight of his Lord. Cattle have been made lawful for you, except those mentioned to you as unlawful. So shun the abomination of idols, and shun all words of falsehood. Cattle have been made lawful for you. The statement that cattle have been made lawful to you except those mentioned to you as unlawful is made for two purposes. First, that the Quraysh and the polytheists of Arabia considered Bahira, Saiba, Vasila, and Ham among the animals that were inviolable. For further explanation of this, see Al-Ma'idah 5, 103, notes 51. It was therefore made clear that no sanctity was attached to them, that it was lawful to slaughter all cattle, including these. Second, since the hunting of animals is forbidden in the state of Ihram, it was necessary to clarify that slaughtering cattle and eating them is not forbidden. The main purpose of this above verse, then, is to make these clarifications.
حنفاء لله غير مشركين به ومن يشرك بالله فكأنما خر من السماء فتخطفه الطير أو تهوي به الريح في مكان سحيق.
Become exclusively devoted to Allah, ascribing divinity to none other than Him. Whoso ascribes divinity to aught beside Allah, it is as though he fell down from the sky, whereafter either the birds will snatch him away, or the wind will sweep him to a distant place, causing him to be shattered to pieces.
The word sky in this parable stands for the natural state of man, wherein he is the servant of none except God, and his nature recognizes no other doctrine than this. For instance, the doctrine of pure monotheism. When a man embraces the guidance brought by the prophets, it helps him adhere to monotheism on the grounds of knowledge and sound insight, and this carries him to even greater heights. On the other hand, when someone embraces polytheism or atheism, he falls away from this natural state and is then confronted with either of the following two situations. First, that Satan and those who are out to misguide others, those who are metaphorically called birds in the above account, pounce upon him, each trying to snatch him away. Second, that he is carried to and fro by his lusts, emotions, and fancies, all of which are likened in the above verse to the wind, with the result that he is ultimately hurled into some abysmal ditch.
ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب.
Such is the fact, and whoso venerates the sanctity of all that have been ordained as symbols of Allah, surely does so because it is part of the true piety of the hearts.
That someone venerates the symbols of God is indicative of his inner piety. It shows that he is possessed of some degree of God consciousness, which prompts him to revere God's symbols.
لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّى ثُمَّ مَحِلُّهَا إِلَى الْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ.
You may derive benefit from sacrificial animals until an appointed time. Thereafter, their place of sacrifice is near the ancient house. Until an appointed time.
The preceding verse sets out a general directive that the symbols of God should be revered, characterizing such reverence as a manifestation of inner piety. The present statement, which follows the previous one, seeks to rectify a common misunderstanding. Sacrificial animals are, as we know, one of God's symbols. The Arabs of the time consider it sacrilegious to use them for riding or employ them to transport goods or consume their milk en route the house of God. The present verse removes this misconception and affirms that one may benefit from them according to one's need.